Welcome to Unpain Clinic Podcast. Here, you will learn how to resolve stubborn pain for muscles, tendons, joints, how to increase your athletic performance, optimize your biological age, and look naturally with long-lasting results. I'm your host, Yuran Berisha, founder and visionary of Unpain Clinic. Stay tuned. I hope you love it. Did you know that neck conditions are actually one of the most common conditions from musculoskeletal injuries? Today, millions of people suffer from chronic headaches, migraines, neck tension, and sometimes it is related to specifically neck injuries, and sometimes it's actually related to compensations that go in the body. Imagine our head and neck, it's pretty much the tip of the tree. And if the trunk of the tree, it's not as stable, then pretty much any wind, any challenge, any shaking, it's going to shake the tip of the tree more than it should. So as you probably know, my approach to human body, we are a single structure. We cannot separate your neck pain from something that is going on with your big toe. And how that relates is because when you walk, if you don't have a full extension and you don't push off properly, that's going to jam your neck. But let's not go in very advanced details here. Let's just cover the most basic things that people go through. And so the most common question is, I have a neck pain. What should I do? Where should I start? So if you have any new neck tension or pain, that it's been only for a couple of weeks there and you have no clue why that's happening, it might be because you have done an activity that is a little bit more out of your routine. And typically what I would highly recommend for that is just go and search on Google for massage for neck pain, find a therapist, or if you already have a massage therapist, go and see them and try a couple massage therapy sessions just to see if that helps. If that doesn't really help or solve the problem, then my next option or preference would be either a physiotherapist or a chiropractor. Typically what helps mostly from physiotherapy modalities, it could be the IMS, the dry needling, because it releases the tension of your neck muscles. And adjustment can adjust your vertebras, the spine, and that can help a lot to actually alleviate the neck pain. And if that actually doesn't solve the problem, then it means that you might have actually further dysfunction and compensation in the body. And that's where we come in at Unpain Clinic. But we say wait for, 2 months or so, try with other modalities. If nothing helps, then we can actually use the shockwave or our tools to first try to figure out the cause and go from there. The most common condition that we see, it's actually whiplash injuries. Especially car accidents happen a lot during the year, but winter time, it's much more busier. Obviously, due to ice, snowy conditions, people are not careful. Unfortunately, we still have people that text and drive or distracted driving. And it's awful because when you get in car accident, honestly, the accident, it's only 2 or 3 seconds. That's all it takes to ruin your life. And it's not just the physical injury of your body, of your muscles. It's also the trauma. There's so much emotional trauma that we see when we treat chronic whiplashes after car accidents that it's unbelievable. People are afraid to drive after that. People, even some people that they're not afraid, you know, consciously to drive anymore. But subconsciously, you're constantly under more stress when you're driving. And if you see somebody, you know, coming from behind, you tense up. So your body thinks that, again, there's going to be another car accident, another injury. So when whiplashes happen, most of the time where we see the injury is what we call it at suboccipital muscles, like right here. Like literally behind, you're literally where your head goes and it touches on the spine. And these muscles have 200% more proprioception than any other muscle in the body. What that means? So proprioception is the sensors, where it tells your brain, your nervous system, your body, where you are in space and time. So if those muscles are 200% more sensitive than any other muscle in the body, it means it's almost like it's going to take 200 times, you know, harder to rehab those. And therefore, once your body goes in compensation, you got this whiplash injury, and now you cannot work, you cannot function properly. You're going to force your body to work differently. Sometimes, if the problem is there for a very long time, your body actually learns that posture. That's now the way, your normal way of walking and functioning and doing things. So even though there's no more problem there, your body learned this new pattern, and we call it dysfunctional pattern. And most of the people then end up with chronic headaches, migraines, blurriness in front of their eyes. You almost feel like you have a curtain in front of you, lack of focus. And why those things happen is because, imagine this, when you wake up in the morning, you have 10 liters of energy to go through the day before you sleep and recharge. 5 liters, let's say, go to the organ system to keep you alive. So the heart can pop normally, your lungs can bring oxygen, your liver can take care of the blood, and then kidneys can actually do the detoxification in the body. And then the other 5 liters of your energy, if you're properly and fully recharged, go to the muscle skeletal system. So you can actually walk, go for to work, and go and buy groceries and do activities. But what happens if one of those systems are not working properly? It means that they're not as efficient. So they're going to actually use more energy to function. And you don't get more energy naturally. The only way is to use stimulants. And that's false energy. That's actually a booster. For example, coffee, energy drinks, or medication that brings the pain down so you don't feel much pain, but your system, it's still working hard. It's not as smooth. So now, if your muscles are not working properly, what that means, they're going to take that energy off your organ system. And therefore, by the end of the day, you actually feel tired, the lack of focus, and so many other symptoms. And if you're lucky to sleep during the night, you can recharge yourself. But let's say now, due to the neck pain, you're blaming the pillow, which I don't believe much on that, because you first have a dysfunction, a problem, and then a pillow becomes an aggravating or relieving factor. But anyway, if you don't sleep properly, you're not able to restore that energy for the next day. And God forbid, you know, if we were lucky to have a not stressful day at all, right? Nowadays, there's so many stressors that we get exposed to that sucks so much energy out of the system. And this is just a big picture without going into too many details, overloading you and overwhelming you. This is the reason that that little car accident or that big car accident that injured your neck let's say long time ago, even like a couple years ago, that's the reason why you perhaps today are suffering from other problems and other symptoms. So neck, it's very, very critical region and part of the body. And the reason is that everything in your body from the muscular system, muscles and bones, it's actually trying to work properly so it doesn't jar your neck when you walk, when you run, when you do things. And as you know, our biggest sensors of our body, our eyes, are located in your head. They're directly connected to your neck muscles. When we are born as a little, you know, babies, we start seeing. And then we only have certain amount of the visual field that we can just cover just by moving our eyes. And then we realize if we move the neck, we actually can see more. So that's how our nervous system now puts this amazing pair of our eyes and our neck muscles, so you can turn your neck and you can cover more, you can see more, right? So neck muscles and your eyes, your visual, they're directly connected in terms of the function. Then we have the vestibular system. So we have, see, three senses here on our head. You can hear. The center of balance, it's actually in your middle ear. What controls, what tells your whole system where things are, where things should be, where the center of gravity is. And then you have the sense of smell, right? So for those reasons, your neck, it's extremely important and it's extremely sensitive to even treatments. So I don't want to go and talk about, you know, so many other modalities and things that are available out there. If they help you, if you're happy where you are, that's great. That's amazing. I want to be a hero to people that already have tried exercise adjustments, knee delaying, massage, or any other form, and they are still experiencing pain. So an option in this stage, it would be actually true shockwave therapy in combination with a radial shockwave or radial pressure wave. And I want to show you or just give you an idea how we typically treat somebody in chronic pain after whiplash injury or car accidents. Although now we know that your injury is caused from the car accident or a sport injury or like a hockey injury, we still need to assess your whole system. And the reason is that if you had any previous injury in your body, let's say ankle sprain that you remember. The reason why I say ankle sprain that you remember is if it was big enough, you will really remember. And it doesn't matter how long ago it was, literally from your time you're born to today. And why we ask for ankle sprains is because unfortunately, we only have two legs. So when one gets injured, the other one is going to get overworked. So you have an ankle sprain, you're going to start walking differently. And now, if you're still with me, if you remember that your neck has the muscles that controls your neck have 200% more proprioception sensitivity, they're going to be so sensitive that any change in your whole body, they're going to react. Okay? So we make sure that no ankle sprains. If there's ankle sprain, we actually go and treat it with shockwave, with a focal shockwave, only in the first session. That's all it takes just to reset things, reset the sensors. So we bring the stability back in the body. The second question that we ask you is any surgery from the time you're born to today? And why this is so important for us is because let's say if you had a C-section, if you had appendectomy, breast augmentation surgery, gallbladder, open heart surgery, or ankle surgery, or any other surgery in the body where you're skin in the fascia was cut. That's already causing a dysfunction in the system. And remember this, body keeps scores. Every time when you have an injury, you're gonna get a score from the body. And there's a point that if you get enough scores, enough injuries, your body starts compensating for the first injury, and then it learned to function a little bit differently. Now it has the second injury, but the first one wasn't fixed, so now it compensates even more for that. Now the third one, and now you have this huge injury in the system that literally shook off your whole body. It was a trauma to the whole system, emotional and physical, and it hit you specifically on your neck. So now your body goes in alarm mode, in the panic mode. And now it says, okay, I already have other body parts that are compensating. This is so critical for me. We're just going to go in lockdown. And it tightens up all your muscles, nothing let go. So to help your body to let go, we literally need to almost like peel the onion, right? So we start from the first injury back to the most recent one. If we just go straight after your neck and we don't actually correct the previous injuries, we are just treating a symptom, the latest symptom. And that's the reason why your neck doesn't get any better, or doesn't get better to the point where you're back to normal, if only the neck is treated after whiplash injury. And because of this neck tension and muscle tension, there's so many trigger points around that they can cause so many migraines and headaches. For example, this muscle that is what we call the SCM muscle, it attaches behind your ear, and it goes and attaches on your clavicula there. This muscle can compensate for what we call it the whole frontal chain, kinetic chain, for your core muscles, for your adductor muscle like the inner thigh, and can go down to your feet. So if you have any compensation in the body, that muscle is going to go in overworking mode. So trying to actually hold your neck and support your neck so it gets super tight. Now you add it, the impact of the car accident, now it gets even tighter. And we have about 7 to 8 trigger points in this muscle. And those trigger points can actually give you so much headache. Once you get a headache, what's gonna happen? Now your eyes get more sensitive. You don't want to see light, because now any stimulation that your body needs to deal with, whether it's light that goes through your eyes, whether it's smell, whether it's a noise, it's going to bother your system. Because your brain needs, even at this stage, need to process this information. If it wasn't processing the information, light would not bother you. Sound would not bother you, smell, it would not bother you. That's why you go in a dark room where there's no other stimulations, and your body is trying to calm down the system and try to kind of figure out and restore and heal itself. Remember this. Every single second that we are alive in this planet, in this universe, we are in survival mode. Our nervous system is trying to protect us constantly, 24/7. And when it learns a pattern, it learns where you go to work, what you do, it starts assessing all those stimulation as not a huge risk, right? So now, if there is something new stimulation, then if you already are in panic mode, if you're already healing, it's going to try to force you to go in a safe place so it can heal properly. There was a recent study that came actually from McGill University here in Canada that anti-inflammatories might be actually one of the reasons why we end up in chronic pain. I personally knew this long time ago, because if our nervous system created inflammation, There is a reason why it created that. 1,000 years ago, 500 years ago, we did not have a medication, a chemically induced, you know, medication in the body. We had foods, you had herbs, just to help the system heal. So if you get an injury, there is an inflammatory response from the body that comes to heal that injury. If we take a medication, the medication, because it's an artificial change in the system, is going to force your body to reduce that inflammation. Yes, it's going to help you a lot for the pain. But your body is trying to repair itself, so then you don't have, or you don't end up in chronic pain. It's trying to heal. And if you actually decrease that healing response, then there's never healing actually happening. I'm not saying to you, do not take anti-inflammatories, because when the pain level is so high, you have to do something to reduce that. And for any medication, you still talk to your doctor, but I just wanted to give you an idea that your nervous system, it's constantly trying to heal you. Your body's trying to heal you. So listen to your body when you get injured. Pay attention to what it wants. What it wants to eat, what it wants to do. Because healing, it's not just the physical aspect. You need to heal everything. You need to heal your mind, you need to heal your muscles, and then you need to heal your spirit. And when those get together, that's how we feel better. Because we're not single structure. We have billions of cells inside our body. They all work together. And we know that there's no machine, you know, yet that it will just literally scan and heal everything, but it's interesting. When you give the right thing to the system, it starts kind of unfolding everything and putting and healing everything back in its place. So one thing that we have created at Hand Pain Clinic using shockwave therapy specifically are protocols that treat you in the most functional or holistic approach, still using shockwave to actually heal the system. So when you have a whiplash, we don't just treat you on the suboccipital muscles. We need to start there. So we treat everything from the suboccipital muscles. You go and treat all along the spine, the cervical region, treating the upper trapezius muscles, treating your rotator cuff muscles, treating the front of the neck, treating your pec muscles, and then we actually go underneath here on your armpit area, because there is a joint that it's actually made from muscles. It's just where your scapula and your ribs attach. So we have a group of muscles, the subscapularis muscle, which is one of the rotator cuff muscles. We have the serratus muscles that can actually pull your scapula. And if your shoulders go here, it's not necessary that just your pec muscles, the chest muscles, are actually pulling. We have so much muscle underneath here. So these muscles need actually release. So with the true shockwave that we do, we have the ability to reach 12 centimeters deep in the body. So we can actually physically go and release those muscles. And when we do the treatment from the suboccipital region down to here, we are resetting everything at the same time. So we are releasing your skin, your fascia, your muscles, your tendons, your ligaments, and then your body starts releasing the nerves, and then it starts actually allowing the joints to go to their proper place. Because even the cervical vertebrae are a joint. They get pulled from the muscles. Now, if you combine this treatment, let's say with chiropractic adjustment, with physiotherapy exercise, with massage, everything else is going to help. But shockwave, it's almost that regeneration seed. We are planting a regeneration specifically where the injury is. and treating the dysfunction at the same time. So treating a dysfunction, stimulating regeneration, stimulating healing. So anything else become as a fertilizer. So if you like to go for a walk, if you'd like to exercise, if you like to put heat pack, that becomes a fertilizer of that regeneration seed. And that's how things actually heal properly. And with the main effect of the shockwave being angiogenesis, which is a new blood vessel growth, and this has been scientifically proven that shockwaves stimulate angiogenesis, completely new capillaries, new blood vessels, wherever you do the true shockwave. Every year, there are 250 studies that actually come out in shockwave field for different body parts. For muscle skeletal injuries, it's been used since 91. So we already know the mechanism of how shockwave works. And then after your body creates the new blood vessel in the area, in the region, because we have triggered your body's natural healing response, your body has responded properly, that means about 7 to 8 weeks later, you get your own stem cells coming to the area where we applied the shockwave to repair whatever has been injured. So obviously, depends on the degree of injury, some tissues will actually heal faster, some might take longer. But typically at Unpain Clinic, what we do for chronic cases, if you're going to treat a region that already has been treated and you're still in pain, then we try to go about 3 to 5 sessions initially to get the healing going. Then allow your body to heal for about 4 to 6 weeks time. And then in 6 weeks, we see if you're happy where things are, you're feeling 50, 60, 70, 80% better. You might only need one session and then you go with the life. If things feel 30, 40% better, then what we do is we do this initial 3 to 5 sessions, and then every 6 weeks or every 3 months, we treat that area to boost the regeneration, the healing, while you still continue with other therapies or other modalities to help the recovery. Okay, so I hope this made sense for you. I hope this triggered a curiosity that there is still possibility. And believe me, wherever you are around the world, never give up on healing and never give up trying to heal yourself. Do not accept the status quo. Do not accept the pain. Do not accept that, hey, this is the way I'm going to be. There is always a solution, and you never know. It could be the simplest thing that could change your life forever. So, not like shockwave, it's an advanced tool, but sometimes even though shockwave doesn't help, and it could be just like an energy work, or it could be just a food, or it could be just a technique that could actually solve the problem. So always try, keep trying, because you are in charge of your body. You are the CEO of your body. If you wait for medical system to help you, that's not gonna help much. As we know, because it's focused so much in symptomatic treatment. If you have a physical injury, you know, if you have a tear, obviously we need the surgeon. We need the medical system to go and repair that. But if you're in a stage that there's no physical injury in the system, but you still have pain and you have done CT scan, MRI, X-ray, everything comes clear, then just keep trying, because you're going to find the solution. Okay, if there's anything that we can help, you can always go to unpainclinic.com. That's our website. Book a telehealth session. We can discuss. Email us, contact us, give us a call, whatever you prefer, wherever you are around the world. Our goal is to help humans reduce pain by 70%. That's what we aim constantly. And if you're not from Edmonton, then we actually have practitioners around the world. I teach actually shockwave therapy at my other company. It's called I Love Shockwave. So I train practitioners in proper shockwave application around the world. So we have a huge network of clinicians that do similar treatment as at Unpain Clinic, and they might be able to help you. Okay? Have a lovely, lovely day, and we'll talk to you next time.